Welcome to Midlife Mojo, the podcast all about how to be fit and flourish in your 50s. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Midlife Mojo podcast menopause mini-series. I'm your host, Lisa Dupree, and I'm excited for this mini-series because this topic is near and dear to my heart, being that I'm in my 50s and have found that menopause is definitely not for the faint of heart. So for the next 3 weeks, I'll be keeping the episode short and sweet, focusing on several aspects of the menopause experience. And for any men tuning in, if you have midlife females in your family and friend circle, feel free to stick around because what I'll be talking about may help you better understand what's going on with them at this time in their lives. Today, I'll be focusing on how menopause affects body composition and metabolism. The term menopause is sometimes used to describe both perimenopause and menopause. However, there are some differences. Perimenopause is also called the menopausal transition because it's the time in which your body begins to make the natural transition to menopause. Women start noticing the onset of perimenopause at different ages, but it's usually sometime in the 40s. Typical signs are menstrual period irregularity, hot flashes, sleep problems, changes in libido, mood swings, weight gain. These changes are due to levels of estrogen, which is the main female hormone. Estrogen rises and falls unevenly during perimenopause. Once you've gone through 12 consecutive months without having a period, you've reached menopause, which is essentially the end of your reproductive years. This natural biological process typically happens between the ages of 45 and 55, but can happen before that, or it can go on later than that. During this time, the body experiences a decrease in the production of both estrogen and progesterone. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to be using the word menopause to describe this whole decade or more long process. One of the most significant changes that occurs during menopause is the loss of muscle mass and the increase in body fat. This is because estrogen helps regulate body fat distribution. When estrogen levels decrease, more fat begins to be stored in the abdominal area. As a result, women may experience weight gain, particularly around the waistline, with waist circumference increasing significantly over the menopausal transition. So a growing belly can result from both the deposition of subcutaneous fat and visceral fat. The fat that we feel under our skin is subcutaneous fat. It's that fat where if you were going to kind of pinch a little bit on your arm or your midsection, that is going to be subcutaneous fat. Intra-abdominal fat is the fat that's stored within our abdominal cavity. It's kind of, it's more centrally located, and that is visceral fat. So it may help to think of someone that's got more of a larger waist circumference, bigger midsection, like an apple-shaped body. Visceral fat is a hormonally active component of overall total body fat. It has unique biochemical characteristics that influence both normal and disease processes. So storing more fat in the belly area is associated with metabolic syndrome, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and several types of cancers. Menopause can also affect metabolism. As estrogen levels decrease, the body's metabolic rate slows down, and this makes it harder to burn calories. Plummeting estrogen levels seem to be an important trigger for these changes as it alters total energy expenditure as well as resting energy expenditure. Total energy expenditure is the amount of energy or calories that we burn in a day based on our activity and how much it just keeps, you know, how much energy it keeps to keep your body alive. Resting energy expenditure is just the amount of energy that your body uses when you are completely at rest, just to make all the body processes work. So this makes it more difficult to maintain a healthy weight and a healthy body composition. So we've got losing muscle, gaining fat, along with a myriad of other annoying symptoms like hot flashes, less restful sleep, less sleep quality, mood changes, diminished sex drives. It all feels a bit like adding insult to injury, doesn't it? So the result is that the exercise routines, the eating habits, the sleep patterns that have worked well for us in the past no longer seem to be doing the trick. Things that we did in our 20s and 30s to lose body fat or maintain weight don't work now that we are in our 40s and 50s. So that's why I've put together a free Lose Your Menopause Belly Challenge to help you jumpstart midlife weight loss using science-backed strategies so you can get back to being fit and feeling fabulous this summer. This free virtual 5-day event is happening Tuesday, May 30th through Saturday, June 3rd. When you sign up, you'll get a daily email during the challenge that goes more in depth with the key science-backed strategies. You'll get different healthy recipes to try out and access to the event Facebook group where you can get expert guidance and personalized support. To sign up for this free challenge, I'm going to go to tinyurl.com/LYMB5. So that's for Lose Your Menopause Belly 5-Day. So again, that URL is tinyurl.com/LYMB5. There's also a link in the show notes that you can click on. It'll take you to the sign-up page. And keep a lookout for part 2 of the mini-series next week, which is going to be about staying active in menopause. Follow the show so you don't miss it, and I hope to see you during the free 5-day challenge starting on May 30th. Take care, and bye for now.